Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 28 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I'm allergic to everything. I was going to do a funny bit, a little intro bit to begin this podcast, and now I can't because my friend has a dog. And it was going to go something like this. It was going to be so funny. It was going to be like I ran for president and someone was asking me why I ran for president. I was going to be like, yeah, because fucking the other people can't do as good. And I was going to, I don't know. Everybody's really bad at their jobs and I think I could do it a little better. But I just don't care about anything. I'm trying really hard to care. And then that would be, and it would zoom out of the video, but this is audio, and it would be like, I'm just trying really hard to care. Like, that would be the quote, and I'd be like, I'm Tyler Damsmy, and I approve this message. But I have allergies, so it's not gonna work. I'm gonna go try and... Oh my god. Oh. You just... Oh, wow. This is really bad. I'm gonna go try and... I'm gonna take a shower. I'm gonna cleanse my body. I'm gonna come back when my voice sounds like me again. Fuck. And we're back. Not really sounding that normal, but we're going with it. We're trying. Here's to trying. Okay, we're gonna do better. We're gonna be better. Fuck, man, it's not that much better, but this is what you're gonna get. This is me. This is who I am. I am allergic to fucking everything. Fucking, well, yeah. There's most things in the world I'd argue you shouldn't fuck, and it might technically count as allergies. If something's poisonous to your dick hole, does that mean you're allergic to it? Poison? I mean, it doesn't... Dogs don't poison me, I don't think, but it's not pleasurable. Dogs' hair doesn't pleasure me, is what I'm saying. So, I get really bad acid reflux, as you could tell. But also, yeah, well, my diet's fucked. I'm allergic to dogs, and I just had a blizzard from Dairy Queen. So, we're really winning. We're really winning right now. This is best. I'm living my best life. Shit, man. But, new president. Orange Man's out. Racism is over. He's been replaced with Biden. That's all you can say about the man. He's just a husk. We have a puppet. People are literally shoving their fucking arms up this dude. When he gave that acceptance speech, this is what it sounded like. This is Joe Biden's acceptance speech. Ha ha. Just wow, dude. Like it didn't even look like his mouth was moving in the shape of the words that he was saying. Can someone double check that? I think it's a conspiracy. I don't think he was really there. It's a Weekend at Bernie's type situation, man. I haven't really seen that movie, but I've seen I have seen some of the clips that are on YouTube of it, but I haven't actually seen the whole movie. But I know they play with a dead guy. That's the phrasing I'm gonna use, I guess. But fuck, dude. Nothing's gonna change that much. We might get into another war. And let me tell you, man, if we get into another war, is gonna swing hard right, man. This ship is going to sink. Fucking... Who gives a shit, dude? This is the longest. This has been the longest week of my life. I'm recording this on the 10th, and it feels like election was like 3 months ago, but it's only four. Wait, that was two. I don't remember days. It was last Tuesday. It was right. I don't even know what election day is. Well, fuck it. Who gives a shit? No, we found out on Friday, right? I keep on reminding myself, hey, who gives a shit? No one. Oh my god, no one. This is the not politics hour. All right? Here we go. I was at work today like you do, and I was thinking to myself, how weird is it that have a baby is the, like, why is have the verb that we use in that situation? Oh, he had a baby. You deliver. She excreted it. Yeah, that should be what it should be. But, like, have a baby, as if, like, like it's a one-time thing, like, it, or it's return, it's, or the other way around, it's referring to the entire time a child's alive. Okay, dope. So, have a baby. Yeah, I have a baby. I had a baby. Now I have a baby. That's the only time you can say that, and it makes sense. Words. Dude, I give up. I give up washing my hair. It's not, it's, hair is, we haven't added to the list of broken body parts that need improving in a long time. We got knees, eyes, nose, ears, you know, like eyes. You could just be born with bad eye. Like, you could just be born and they don't work. It's fucking bullshit, dude. Knees just give out when you're 50. Sick. Why are we, like, even if you're not gonna hold out, if the rest of our body will hold out but knees just give up at 50 halfway through, then we need to replace them. We need an upgrade. Hair needs to be added to this list, because I just get split ends out the ass. I got a trim because I'm growing my hair out. I got a trim to get rid of my split ends. Guess what? They're back. So fuck it, I guess. My hair will just be knotty. Naughty, naughty hair. La 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 la. What are those gloves that have the big finger that goes like over all four of your fingers? Muffins? Mittens. Ah, gotcha. I didn't actually think it was muffins, but I couldn't think of it earlier, and I was trying to think of it. What is it? It's muffins. I mean, mittens. And then I thought of mufflins. And then I was at mutton. The meat. Yeah, wow. This is really bad right now. This is probably the worst start to any podcast in the entire world. But, you know what? This is where... Fuck it, man. This is where my brain's at. This is the science experiment of this podcast, is to review the tapes of my brain, my psychopathic behavior, where I just be alone with my thoughts. I think at some point we started calling crazy people creative, because this is insane. What? P, you just, oh, like, you like to be alone with your thoughts? And you want to express them visually or audio or just like in some artful way. That's really what art is. It's just saying and doing all this shit that people don't, they're like, no. No. People like have actual useful jobs, and then artists are just like, but did you ever think about it this way? And they're like, no. Like, oh fuck, man. My brain is nothing. This is what it's like. Okay, that's the thing. That this is what it's like to be in my brain. And you're getting a first class ticket, boy. You're going way in. You're going into the middle. You're gonna find a brain blast. Like, you're gonna go journey to the center of Earth, but my whole head is the Earth. And you're a little ant. And you're going in my ear. And then you go fall all the way to the... Because, like, ear canals are, like... That's what I don't understand about how blood is like, how doesn't it just always leak out of all of our holes? How is there, so like there's the inside of the organ, but then, so there's no blood there? Blood is only in veins, right? How does blood work? I don't know. Blood also, I hate blood though. Not for like, I'm not skeevy. I'm not weird about blood. I don't really give a shit, but I just don't like the way it smells. Like, it looks like it would smell like Kool-Aid, but it smells like pennies. Like, oh, and then to think it, nope. Fuck that. Fuck blood. I don't, you know what? Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I do get the scabies from blood. Maybe I do. Oh, gross. And you know what else is gross? Hand sanitizer. Never use this stuff. Don't ever use it. And I went to get a checkup today. I got a dentist. Yeah, but you know what's the what's the dentist but for like your whole body? The fucking doctor, dude. Oh my god. Yeah, what's the dentist that, like, they don't just do teeth, they do everything else. That, oh, just the fucking doctor. A nurse? I don't fucking know. I got a checkup. And the bitch, the fucking bitch, asked me if I wanted a flu shot. I said, I looked in her face and I said, you trying to give me autism? I looked her dead in her eyes. I said, you trying to fucking kill me? I looked her dead in the eyes and I said, hey, baby, you want to not? I looked her dead in the eyes and I said, don't you think about it? I looked her fucking straight in the tookers and I said, not me. And she was like, really? You don't want it? And I was like, no, actually, like, the sickest I've ever been was from the meningitis shot that I had to get when I went into college. And my voice is slowly getting more consumed, but you could just hear the wall of phlegm that has cased itself around. Oh, that was good. Ugh. You ever hear anybody talk like that? And you're like, bro, just fucking clear your throat. And they don't. There's this one dude that's in my class. I don't understand. The man has so much fucking phlegm. It's disgusting. Every single time he speaks, he can't. Like, it's always, without a doubt. I hear some shit moving around in there. Moving, clicking back and forth, because it just, that's what spit does. You ever talking or you cough and you think it's just be like a you cough and you think it's just gonna be a fine, perfect cough, and it is instead, it is not that. It, what it is some phlegm goes flying out. You hit a chunk. you get a chunk, it comes flying out. and then it goes all over your, I don't know, the person you're talking to's face. It goes right into your food. Oh, why would you cough in your food, you fucking gross bitch? Start talking to you like you did it. Fuck you. I don't like you at all. Oh yeah, but I got split ends, man. Fuck that shit. All hair needs to be better. I got so many split... Bro, I got split ends my leg hair. I have so many split ends that even my leg hair has split ends. Fuck that shit. Give me new ones now. Eyebrows are kind of bullshit too. If you don't pluck it, you'll just have one. Like, I think everybody with two eyebrows naturally are like fuller past me in with how developed they are. They're evolutionarily, wow, that's I stumbled through that word, evolutionarily more advanced than I am if you just have two eyebrows. Dude, SNL has been killing it with these monologues. Only the monologues, though. Not the rest of the show. No one gives a fuck. SNL, you are so fucking... It's... Bro, stop why do they inject a political agenda into fucking comedy? Like, shut the fuck up and be funny. And if you're not gonna be funny, then I'm not gonna watch you. I tried, man. Sketch comedy is fucking rough. It's just not for me. I mean, Dave Chappelle did it alright, I guess, but I don't know. It's tough for me to enjoy that style of comedy, but you take that and then you inject political agenda into it, and then I have to start thinking about like Trump and racism while I'm trying. I want to laugh. Can we not laugh anymore? Bro, I say all the stupidest. I need to put a disclaimer on my Twitter disclaimer for me. Anything that I say or do may not be reflective of how I actually feel. I think I'm pretty fucking like modest. I'm pretty fucking flexible with what I think. Okay. And so sometimes I'll just say the worst possible thing because I just think it's funny. It's like, I tweeted today, I'll swipe right on a MAGA bitch. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's just stupid. But I don't want to think about that shit when I'm trying to laugh. And SNL, you've been killing it with these comedians just letting the comedians be comedians. But I don't watch your fucking sketches, dude. And I don't give a fuck because it's just it's annoying. It's fucking annoying. I don't want to think about that while I'm trying to laugh. It's propaganda. It's just programming designed to make you think away. And it's like, oh, we're only trying to appeal to these people. Wait, who the fuck... Have you ever seen a Republican talking about SNL? Or whatever? Watching SNL? It's not... No one has ever... No, I don't think they, like, access it into their brain. Like, some people grow up watching SNL because their parents watch it, whatever the fuck. But I didn't. Because my parents are Republican. Like, it's fucking... It doesn't exist in their world. It's not in their wheelhouse. It's not in their algorithm. Bro, fuck all this shit. Fuck everything. Fuck politics. This is supposed to be the not politics. Scrolling past politics. Oh yeah. So coronavirus, it's spiking again, but I'm telling you, I'm immune, cause I smoked weed with 8 people. I kissed, I made out with 8 people. So, I think I'll be fine. Oh, another thing that needs to be replaced. Upgrade time. Time to upgrade our bodies. Throats, dude. Sometimes you could, if you're just born in a certain way, then you mouth breathe. And your nostrils are blocked. And when you sleep, you breathe through your mouth and you snore and you get sleep apnea. Fuck throats. Ah, Jesus Christ. I need to turn my phone on Do Not Disturb. Fucking just ruin my whole rhythm, man. All right, here's a really abstract thought that I'm gonna try, okay? Do you ever scale up physics in your mind? Like how much pressure goes into the water balloon, like filling up a water balloon with a hose, and how much pressure you give the water. If you filled it up with a really light pressure, then it would start leaking out the top. But if you filled it up with fast, like big pressure, then it would just blow through a hole through the bottom. These are the things that I think about. The 0 to 100, the scale physics of how hard you blow water into a fucking balloon. This is the shit that I think about. Do you ever do that? Do you ever sit there in your brain and be like, what if this, you just like shot a hole through the earth? Because it was really fucking, and then like the opposite of that would be a fucking black hole or some shit. I don't know. Alright, wow, the energy fucking sucks. I'm sorry. This is what you get. Sometimes you get what you get and you don't get upset. God damn it. Good news time. Well, not really news, but not really good news. Here's some news, okay? I talked about how the McRib is coming back at whatever. But McDonald's is breaking into the fake meat, the vegetarian beef alternatives scheme with the McPlant. I mean, how long did it take them to come up with that fucking name? In a board meeting, they're like, okay, we got the Beyond Meat now. We got our brand deal going with the Beyond Meat. And they're gonna make us some burgers, some vegetarian burgers. We'll put it on our sandwiches. So we're gonna make one, you know, a burger. What do we call it? Remember, keep in mind, it's made out of plants. Yes? The McPlant? Genius. Genius. And they went with the first one. Yep. Fucking dumbasses, dude. Alright, now for some good news. A girl who challenged Dave Grohl to drum battles is now co-writing a song to perform with the Foo Fighters. I mean, if you didn't need any more reason to love Dave Grohl, now you have one. He's making a song with a kid that's adorable. I fucking love it. There's a coronavirus vaccine on its way, and it proves to be 90% effective in a trial of 43,500 people. That's dope, but I'm not gonna get it. I will not get a coronavirus shot. Fuck that. I don't want it in me, dead or alive. Another study shows psychedelic psilocybin mushrooms offering long-term relief from depressive symptoms. Hell yeah, dude. It's medicine. That's about all the good news that we got this week. Oh, wait, no. Burger King now wants you to order from McDonald's and Pizza Hut and Domino's and Five Guys and Greg's. I never heard of Greg's. what a fucking... Yeah, it's Greg's. You want to go to Greg's? Taco Bell and Papa John's and KFC and Subway. Did I say Subway? I don't remember. Leon? I don't know what that is. But yeah, they're like, yo, we're going to be fine. Help us all by helping all of us. Bars. That's really sick. I love Burger King. I mean, I hate Burger King's food, but I love that they just basically give away food and shit. They got married at the Dunkin' drive-thru window, where every morning they fell more in love. I mean, this is about the whitest shit ever. Every morning I go up to the window and I get my large black coffee, two Splendas, actually. It's not black, I'm a little bitch. And then she makes it for me. And I just love that about her. and sometimes I'll mess with her when I go up to the drive-thru. I'll be like, hey, bitch! And she'll be like, excuse me? And I'll be like, it's just me, sweetie. I love you. I love you. I love you. Can I fuck you? And then the people behind me are like... me? It just turned into me. Oh, fuck. This is me. I'm a fucking loser. Nah, cool for them. Whatever, dude. You know what? Whatever. If you don't get them wherever you can find them, I guess. Like, bro. Ah! This is so stupid.
Damn, so that's pretty much all I have for this week. I don't really have anything else in my notes other than, well, I have plenty of stuff in my notes, but a lot of it's political and I just want to get it fucking out there and so I never have to fucking talk about politics again. I'm just gonna go read through my notes and just so I could shit it all out, okay? So... Here's my political, the last political rant. Completely separate thoughts. Here we go. Coronavirus lockdown served as one giant power grab for Democrats. Period. Trump claiming fraud on the party that tried so hard to prove Russia was involved is so rich. Period. Free speech absolutism. It's wild to think people can't choose for themselves what to believe, and they want to silence the things that hurt to hear instead of replying with more thoughtful comments. To refer to the election, chess, but make it a dumpster fire. How about instead of cops, we have social services? Mental health grieving for the loss of when someone murders your brother. Kanye puts himself in positions where no one can agree with him, so he's always the underdog. You ever notice that only Democrats advertise voting? I think Democrats act out of hate more than Republicans do. If ignorance is bliss, then Democrats know too much. It's a battle of catchphrases, and defund/abolish the police doesn't get the message across. They want different specializations in the police, but it would still be the police. Reparations, gentrification pushing people out instead of cheapening the cost, make the minimum wage higher, and restrictions on how much a landlord can make per building in margins.
I think we should bail out inner cities. I think taxpayers' dollars should pay for reparations to the black community in the form of improving infrastructure and social programs in schools. We as a country systemically put people in a hole and we expect them to dig themselves out. It wouldn't take much, mind you. The difference between them and us is not even close to the difference between us and the 1%. We don't have a lot, but shouldn't everyone have at least this much? Halloween is the last frontier for white chicks. They've got nothing left. I don't fuck with government intervention, but I voted for Joe Biden because I think government intervention is the only way out of the problems that we're seeing right now. It's just a plan B. Is science political? Now, obviously, there's so much money in politics that they're gonna pay people off to release information that proves them right? And it's really hard to look at how COVID played out and not assign political roles to it. I did the math, and 0.07% of the population died, and we upend the entire government. Okay. I support COVID as a means of depopulation. Like, we need less people. How the hell did we involve moral ideals into economic politics? Social media is the escape while in quarantine. It's unhealthy, and it gives you the illusion that there's stuff going on. These are old notes, dude. Oh, and last but not least, how about next election, we don't call black people who disagree with us coons? That is super regressive. I don't fucking support that at all. I've seen people who are Democrats calling black Republicans, as if they don't have brains of their own, coons. Like, you can, oh my god, that's all I gotta say. Alright, and I think that's it. I think I took a shit. I'm sorry, this podcast is probably gonna be the shortest one I've ever done, but that's all we got for this week. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed, please feel free to share it with someone you think might also enjoy it. And yeah, I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.